This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
The blessedness of trials. We are going to look at James chapter 1 verses 2 to 12, and I hope you can read that in your Bible. Who would consider trials as pure joy and call the one who perseveres under them as blessed? Can you imagine going up to a person who is going through cancer or a life-threatening disease and telling them to consider it a pure joy? Or to a person who has lost their child or spouse, or people going through persecution? In what way is going through these painful and hurtful experiences going to be a joy or a blessing? Before we shake our heads in disbelief, this is what the Bible tells us. So what does this mean? Let's look at this passage a little more closely. The main point is that God uses trials as tools to shape believers for their good and for His glory in all circumstances. Firstly, we need to respond rightly to trials. We see that in verse 2. James was written to encourage early Christians to bear their trials patiently and to warn them against certain errors of doctrine and practice. James knew what he was talking about. In AD 62, tradition tells us he was taken to the pinnacle of the temple and dropped 172 feet. And then he was beaten repeatedly till his brains were burst out of his skull. So he was no stranger to trials. What are trials? Do these include the ones we are going through today? Yes. The word used for trial here means the trial of a person's fidelity, integrity, virtue, and so on. It can also mean a temptation, because in every trial we experience, the temptation to leave God and to trust our own wisdom, our own strength, and on what the world says is always present. James does not distinguish between external and internal trials. Any trial can be a test of our faith. Whether we will trust God and go through the trial or turn away from God and disobey Him. So how to respond rightly to trials, as hurtful and soul-crushing as they can be? James tells us to consider the experience as pure joy. Not all joy or some joy, but pure joy. No matter what the source of our trials, it can be the flesh, it can be the devil or the world, God allows us to go through them for His purpose, but He wants us to trust Him, though it is painful and causes sorrow. We must respond with joy, knowing that these trials are being used by God. And when we know this, then our attitude changes. Every trial can be a process of God enabling you to grow, or it can lead us down the way of temptation and lead us to evil. What will our choice be? So what is the purpose of trials? We will look at that in 3 and 4, verses 3 and 4. Trials or testing brings out the true quality of something or someone. Gold is refined with fire. Proverbs chapter 17 verse 3 tells us the crucible for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the heart. Just as the quality of gold is revealed in the furnace, godly character of a Christian instilled by the Holy Spirit is tested in the fires of trials. When our faith in God is tested and stretched to almost breaking point, and that very edge, we are shown that this testing of the faith develops perseverance or endurance. This word means that in the midst of the storm, we will have the strength to stay on and not fall away. When we submit to these testings, they will develop perseverance, and this leads to maturity and completeness. This means that a person who goes through these trials in surrender to God fulfills the purpose for which God has created them. We will lack nothing because we are mature as a result of obeying God and trusting Him. Thirdly, understanding and living according to this purpose. We see that in verses 5 to 8. Here comes the difficult part. It's one thing to know this in your head, and maybe to perceive it in your heart, there is the danger of facing the actual heat of the trial and not being able to take it. One of the key things we need in our trials is wisdom. Not just any wisdom, divine wisdom or God's view of life. Very often, we take the world's view on everything. We try to respond to the way the world responds to trials. Take Job, for example. His friends thought that Job had committed some terrible sin and that was the reason for his sufferings. And how similar to the views of the people around us in our country. We often think of trials as something that is sent to punish us. No, trials are sent to test us. We try to avoid trials at any cost. But God says we must go through it and go through it with joy.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.